Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Games. My mom has questions.
Hi, I'm Tammy, and I have a lot of questions about gaming.
And I'm Brent. I'm here to hopefully answer all of them.
Today's episode, let's see, we're going to be talking about just kind of some of the acronyms and terms that I've heard over the years. I have no idea what most of them mean, but I'm hoping that Brian can clear that up.
All right. So kind of a...
Let's get started.
Glossary type of episode then.
Mm-hmm. All right. So pretty straightforward. I know I've heard this a lot, and I actually know what it means.
Okay.
RPG.
Okay.
Role-playing game.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, obviously... It kind of says what it is, but if you would kind of describe it a little bit more and...
Sure. So, yes, it is. A lot of the genres are pretty self-explanatory. A role-playing game generally means that you're taking part in a game and there's like a specific character that you're taking control of, or sometimes characters to make a team, versus something a bit more like generic where maybe it's just like, you play a character, but you don't really see them. There's not really a personality for you to get into. You're just kind of in control of a formless being.
Okay, so give me an example of an RPG.
Sure. So I would say one of the pretty big common ones is the Pokemon series.
Okay.
So in those games, you take control of a character who's... coming of age, they're on a journey to become the best in the world of Pokemon trainers, and so you're following their journey across the country, usually.
So you're taking on the role of the trainer and not the actual Pokemon?
Yes. Is that correct? In
okay.
95% of the Pokemon okay. games, you are a Pokemon trainer.
Okay.
There's a couple other games where you take some other roles, like the Mystery Dungeon games. The role that you play in those is actually one of a Pokemon.
Oh.
And then, like, the Pokemon Ranger games, instead of being a trainer, you're a ranger who's... It's kind of like the difference between, like, an animal trainer and, like, a wildlife ranger in real life.
Okay. So when you say you've got control over that character, in what way? Just, like, characteristics of the character? Or, like, how they train the Pokemon? Or what, like...
Kind of, yeah. There's not too much kind of variation in at least, like, the mainline Pokemon and how you do the training.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that one thing that some people play that's kind of different is... There's a lot of people who play it to be the best at battling Pokemon, but also some of the games have other, like, side kind of games that you can also try to be the best in. Like, there's contests, like, beauty contests for Pokemon that some people, instead of trying to be the best battler, they try to be the best beauty contest kind of person.
Okay. So are you competing against yourself, or are you competing against other people, or are you competing system?
Yeah, so in the Pokemon game specifically, there's the main storyline, which is you against the computer, or, like, not the computer, like, in a 1v1 kind of sense, but, like, there's a story that's all been laid out, and you follow it, versus once you kind of beat the main game, a lot of people will just play against other people who play the game, and there's, like, big tournaments in real life about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So because I happen to know also the Pokemon has the card game as well as an online version of it. Are you playing kind of the same role then?
I would say it's not really a role playing game in the trading card game.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a card game. That's not a. There's no role for you to really play. It's just player versus player with their decks.
Okay. Good to know. All right. The next alphabet soup. term that I had was MMO.
MMO, that stands for Massive Multiplayer, I believe online is the last info or something like that. And it really just means there's a lot of people who are all kind of playing the game in the same kind of, it's called a server.
Okay.
It means the same thing as the computer term. It's just a bunch of people all online in the same area.
Okay.
So, like, the massive means... You know, like, there can be, like, hundreds of people on the same server, and you can all, like, see them and interact with them if you're in, like, the same area as them.
Oh, okay. So you're not necessarily playing together, or...
No, but you can interact with others.
Them? Okay.
Generally, the interactions are a lot more limited, but there's some MMOs that have, like, pretty big caps on how many people can be doing the same thing at the same time. So, like, there'll be...
Can you give me an example of a game that's an MMO game?
Yeah, so the game Final Fantasy XIV is an MMO.
Mm-hmm.
It's like other Final Fantasy games, generally kind of in story-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But as for gameplay, there's a lot more multiplayer and interaction with other humans in it than a lot of the other Final Fantasy games.
And do you all tend to have kind of the same goal, or what is it that you're trying to achieve? Or are you using the other players, you know, for your own strategy, or how does that work?
Yeah, no, it's generally more of a cooperative interaction with others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes there's big boss enemies that one player would never be able to beat in at least a reasonable amount of time.
Okay.
And if you're going at it with, like, 20 people instead, you'd beat it 20 times as fast.
Oh, okay.
Ish.
So are you playing necessarily together as a team with a specific number of people, or are you?
Yeah, so that kind of depends on the game.
Okay.
There's a lot of MMOs where, like, your regular areas, mm-hmm. you can be in, like, a team of up to 4 people.
Okay.
And then, like, for those big boss enemies, there's maybe sometimes you'll get, like, you'll have a bigger group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's just kind of random people on there, or can you play with your friends, or can you, like, get together online, or...
Yeah, so playing by yourself works, and mm-hmm. with random people works, mm-hmm. though most people will form groups,
mm-hmm.
and, like, most of these MMOs have a specific group system. Usually it's called, like, a guild, so, like, okay. you'll have your guilds of however many people, and they'll, like, have posts like, hey, we're all getting online at 9 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm.
to work on this boss together.
Oh, okay. So you can meet in the same area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then also, there is usually, like, a kind of friend system where you're like, yeah, okay, so here are my friends that I have in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just play with them. We don't need to work on this greater goal with so many other people.
And I assume you all have, like, names within the games and stuff like that you know who's who and who mm-hmm. your friends are.
Yep.
Okay. That's cool. All right, the next one I have is MOBA.
MOBA.
O-B-A.
All right, so that is Multiplayer Online Battle Arena, I believe.
Okay.
Pretty confident in that one.
Uh-huh.
So, once again, somewhat self-explanatory. Multiplayer, multiple characters, mm-hmm. online, over the net.
Mm-hmm.
And then Battle Arena kind of refers to the way in which there's a couple of set maps or arenas
mm-hmm.
where your characters will fight on.
Okay.
And it's usually, like, you will control one character, and it's usually a team-based kind of game, but there are some things that are just, like, free-for-all mm-hmm. style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's... if you want to just go with the definition of MOBA.
What's the difference between the MOBA and the MMO, then? That's confusing to me.
Sure. So, the MOBAs, like, they're much smaller scale maps and are generally more focused on replayability within that scope. Like, mm-hmm. it's usually a competitive goal.
Okay.
And you're trying to get, and it's like a simple, like, beat the opponents kind of thing.
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, so MOBAs, those are like League of Legends. Some people will hate me for saying this, but Counter-Strike Online.
Explain that to me. Why are some people
Counter-Strike Global Offensive? It's... People kind of get a little, I want to say, defensive for calling first-person shooters MOBAs.
Okay.
Because there have been, like, online first-person shooters
mm-hmm.
that work in the same way as MOBAs mm-hmm. since before MOBA was a term.
I see. Okay.
But it fulfills basically every requirement mm-hmm. that at least I have for mm-hmm. MOBAs. So I'm mm-hmm. like, yep, they're also MOBAs.
Mm-hmm. So it's more of a, that's more team-based then. Or, like, smaller number of people, or
not necessarily. Like, you mean compared to what?
Compared to the MMO.
So MMOs, I would mm-hmm. say, are a bit more cooperatively focused with how you'll interact with other people.
Okay.
While MOBAs, there's going to be like a player versus like players on one team versus players on another team.
I see.
In the free for all, like just every man for himself.
Okay. I'm familiar enough with League of Legends that I've watched you play it also. Mm-hmm. So I know that you're like in a team.
Yep.
Or you get assigned to a team. Yep. If you're just, you know, kind of playing with random people. And then you're fighting another team.
Yes.
Of people. Okay.
And I guess kind of another thing is like, there's usually a bit more like balance between teams in MOBAs mm-hmm. versus like MMOs where it's sometimes like four people on one team versus one big enemy monster or like a bunch of little small enemies.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Do you get to choose your characters then or...
For the most part, yes, but some games don't really have characters mm-hmm. in a meaningful sense.
Okay.
Like, for the Counter-Strike games, mm-hmm. It's just like, it's team good guys versus team bad guys.
Okay.
And the only thing you really have control over is which guns you're currently using, which you choose at the beginning of, like, each round versus in a MOBA where you choose your character and you use that character for the whole fight.
Okay.
That really depends on the game.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause Overwatch, which is kind of mm-hmm. in between the FPS and MOBA
mm-hmm.
line scale
mm-hmm.
thing,
mm-hmm.
the way that works is usually, like, you are allowed to change characters mm-hmm. in the middle of a match.
Oh, okay. And that's just to kind of help your odds to...
Yeah, sometimes it's like if your strategy isn't working with your current setup, you can be like, okay, let's try switching
something different. Okay,
this guy out for that guy.
Okay, sounds good. Now, I heard you say FPS, first-person shooter.
Yes.
So explain to me then what a third-person shooter game. I've heard that term also, and that doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, I don't really like. I feel like third-person shooter
mm-hmm.
is kind of like a umbrella term mm-hmm. for anything that's not a first-person shooter.
Because mm-hmm.
there's also not really a second-person shooter. I guess some of the VR games would kind of count like that.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. It's the same way where you don't see second-person books very often.
I don't understand.
Books being written in the second person.
Oh. Okay.
Like, you do this,
yes.
It says in the book.
Right.
So, like, some terms I can think of for third-person shooters are like, so there's third-person as in, like, top-down shooters. Where mm-hmm. you've got, like, a bird's eye view above everything and you're looking down on it.
Oh, okay.
And then there's also, like, over the shoulder.
Yes.
Where, like, there's a character you can see, like, in the foreground of the screen.
Okay.
That's, like, your character.
Okay.
And you're looking over their shoulder to see kind of what's in front of them.
Okay. I know that's not your favorite type of game, necessarily.
Yeah. Genre.
So, we'll move on. TCG or CCG?
All right, so the CG for both of those is card game.
Okay.
T is trading, C is collectible.
Okay.
There's not two...
Those online games?
They can be online or in real life.
Okay.
Like you said, the Pokemon card games,
uh-huh.
there are physical Pokemon card games, but you can also play it online through various services.
Mm-hmm.
So... The kind of distinction between them, the main thing is, like, CCGs are usually referred to games in which there's no trading system. So it's lacking the trading
mm-hmm.
of a TCG.
Okay.
And trading is, like, literally, I've got this card that I don't want anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I will trade it with some other person for the card they have.
Okay.
Because I want that one more.
Right.
And they want this one more.
Okay.
And so those types of... It's just kind of... It's card games.
Yeah.
So, like, Pokemon, Magic, etc.
Okay. Hearthstone? Is that
That one, I believe, would be a CCG. Because there's no system for trading in that game.
Okay. I know you've played that also.
Yes.
A lot. Okay. So, I apologize. I'm just kind of throwing these random letters out at you.
There's no rhyme or reason
because I don't know how related they are to each other or not.
Yes.
PvP?
PvP, all right. I actually said the full version of that before.
Mm-hmm.
So PvP stands for player versus player.
Okay.
So that's...
Like every game?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
So PvP is player versus player. That means there's a player on the enemy team, there's a player... you are the player on your team. Sometimes there's teams, sometimes it's 1v1.
Okay.
And the contrast is PvE, or player versus environment.
Okay.
And that's like computer controlled stuff.
Okay.
So whether it be like 1v1 with you being a player versus a computer that's been programmed to fight you, or player versus environment could be just a bunch of robot-controlled anything that you're trying to beat.
Okay.
Or even just compete against sometimes.
Compete against or like, because I've noticed in some of the games that you play, you're like gathering things and picking up like items.
Yeah,
and...
I can't think of anything off the top of my head that's PvE collecting based.
Oh.
I guess.
Okay, so then.
Like the Mario Party games, some of those could be considered that.
Okay, so give me an example of PvP.
Yeah, so. Any fighting games, any, like the MOBAs are mostly PvP.
Okay.
But they can easily be changed to PvE for like the, your training modes kind of thing.
Okay, where you're just practicing?
Where you're practicing against like a computer who's been programmed at least the basics of how to play.
Okay.
Because some of those games are really complex. Oh. So generally the computers are never going to be as good as like top of the ladder boards, humans.
So then you're just trying to pick up skills to be able to fight the battles against other players.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Did we do Dota?
No, you haven't said Dota yet.
It's a lot of letters.
There are a lot of letters. So, acronyms are nice.
So Dota. D-O-T-A.
Yeah, letters are nice because they bring the title of your game, Defenders of the Ancients, which. Like 8 syllables, I think. Just eyeballing that, earballing that. So that is a specific MOBA game.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the early ones.
You've played that a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I've played that one a bit too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to get it wrong. So just Dota and League are like 2 of the main early ones.
Okay.
And they're both still going.
Uh-huh.
The main difference is they're different companies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple like mechanical differences between them, but like the overall feel is fairly similar.
Okay. So it's not a specific genre. It's like it's its own game.
Yep.
Okay.
It is literally the title of the game. And technically it's Dota 2.
Oh.
The original Dota it's actually a mod of another game. I believe StarCraft, and they're just like, it's World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Like, they took all the characters, and basically were like, we're gonna make our new game, a brand new game mode using all these characters, and that's what Dota became, and then they're like, alright, we're gonna make an actual game out of this.
Okay.
And so, like, it was picked up by an official studio, it's made by Steam.
Okay.
And they...
But World of Warcraft is still around, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Alright. But do they have the same character still, or are they all...
Due to, like, licensing issues, a lot of the oldest characters, they had to, like, be renamed.
Mm.
So, like, I think Skeleton King was turned into, like... Or I think that's what his current name is now, but he used to have a different name that was, like, directly taken from the modded species he used to be.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
You know, we could talk about it. So, species, like, species from the game he's from.
Okay.
Modded, like, so mods are when players will make their own customizations on games.
Okay.
Sometimes they just change what a character looks like, so that's sometimes called, like, skin mods.
Okay.
And it's something that you can share, like, here's the character model that I use now.
Is that something that you can do in the game?
Some games will support in-game modding, but other times it's literally just like, here is a 3D model I made.
Oh.
Just replace the one that's in the game file, like in the files.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's like programming and...
No. Sometimes, like, for the skin ones, that's usually just like somebody was in a 3D modeling software they're like, all right, I made it different. Here you go. You can swap it in. Okay. But there are some, like, the way Dota worked is, like, they programmed a new game in the system, and then they shared the mod files with other people so they could play it, too.
Okay. And it got very popular.
Very.
Okay. RTS.
So RTS is real-time strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's strategy games that, even as you're thinking of your strategies, stuff is still happening in the game.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually, like, no pause function or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are usually some of the more... I guess it's not always competitive. There's definitely RTS games that are solo player, but yeah, it's you're trying to strategize things as things are happening. So sometimes your strategies don't pan out due to random events, or sometimes you're just wrong about something. And you're trying to react to things that happen. There's usually, like, incomplete information.
So when you say you're reacting to something, so what is it that you're changing to react? Is it...
That really just depends on the game.
Oh, okay.
Like...
Give me an example.
Sure. So, two that I know are StarCraft and the Creeper series. Mm-hmm. So, the Creeper series, there's basically this liquidy kind of stuff called creep, and you're basically trying to prevent it from overrunning the surface of the world. So you build like towers and devices that are like that just stop the spread of it. I do believe walls are something you can build in it. And sometimes, like, if you're not paying attention, like, maybe you missed this little puddle that was in a corner corner somewhere, and suddenly you're panning around the map, and oh no.
Yeah.
There's a flood of it all coming in at one time.
Okay. So then you have to figure out how you missed it, or...
How to how stop
you're gonna
it.
How you're going to control it, or... Yeah. Okay. 4X.
4X. I know those X's stand for something. I think it's... I'm missing one. It's expand, exploit... Something, and then exterminate, I think. Oh, explore, expand, exploit, exterminate. Yeah, so it's another genre which generally follows those four. It's funny, because none of them actually start with X, do they? It's all EX.
Yeah.
But 4X sounds cooler than 4E.
Right. Agreed.
So it's a genre based around doing those four things, usually in that order. So a lot of them are kind of like you're building a city or a country from starting at a city.
So is it like a simulation game or something like that, or is
they can be, but they're not necessarily. Like sometimes the low sure.
What's a 4X game?
So the civilization games are.
Oh, okay.
So you usually like those are multiplayer games where like a couple different a couple different players each get like two or three cities within the world. And you slowly are just exploring and seeing what's around you. Expanding, like building new cities.
Okay.
Exploit generally means like you harvest the natural resources.
So are those things already set out there, and that's your job basically to find what's on this like
world map?
World.
Yeah. And sometimes, depending on the game or even just depending on what mode you're in, these are randomly generated worlds. Or sometimes I think the Civ games and Kingdom Crusaders, those are actually like they're real world based. So like you'll start in Kiev in 1400.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll be like, okay, so I've got these three colonies. And how am I going to expand them to take over the world?
Okay. Is that always the goal, to take over the world?
I can't think of one where that's not the goal.
I'm sensing the...
That's what the exterminate is.
That's where all this problem started. All right.
The exterminate is usually the take over the world part of it.
You're exterminating the other colonies?
Yes. So, like, I'm going through ones in my head, like the kind of the more niche ones, like Aztez or Spore. And I'm like, you're still trying to take over everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spore was planets and stuff, though, wasn't it? Or
the fun thing about Spore was it had five levels.
Uh-huh.
So you start out as like a little amoeba.
Yeah.
And you're trying to just kind of grow into a full creature.
Okay.
But then like the later stages, like it was amoeba stage, creature stage, and those were just kind of like survive.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you hit the tribal stage, that's when it kind of became more of a 4X game.
Okay.
And then tribal, city, and then space. Space was the last stage.
Okay. That's what
those three were all like 4X type games.
Oh, okay, cool. So I have had some exposure to it via you.
Yes.
I'm sure
I would be able to say.
I just didn't know what they were called or that they were anything specific.
Sure.
Okay. Did you want to keep going or do you want to...
I think we got time for one more.
One more? Okay. So explain to me what an Easter egg is in a game. I know what it is in like in a movie or in something like that, but what is it in a game?
All right. Well, if you know what it is in a movie, you know what it is in a game.
Oh.
It's pretty much the same idea.
Okay.
So here, how would you explain what a movie's Easter egg is?
Just kind of a little surprise, like a little reference to something else that not everybody gets. Maybe it's from like a Pixar movie will have a little Easter egg from one of their other movies somewhere in the background or something like that.
Yeah, so you probably got like 75% of what a video game Easter egg is then. Okay. Probably the one other thing is usually video game Easter eggs are kind of like real life Easter eggs, where they're also kind of hidden. Like, sometimes it's physically, like, there's a invisible wall that you have to walk through to find it.
Okay.
Or there's some annoyingly hard quest that you wouldn't normally do just playing the game, and you're like, what if I do that? And they're like, all right, here you go. You get the Mario hat in Donkey Kong. But they're not always hidden. Like, I know the newest Paper Mario game, they had a couple of Easter eggs, which were just, like, some other Nintendo games you could have, like, hats of the characters.
Okay. Are they necessarily playable or just like something to find?
Like, once again, they can be either.
Oh.
Sometimes they will have no in-game use, and sometimes you can't even really interact with them beyond just saying like, oh, it's a dog with a funny hat.
Okay.
But sometimes they are playable. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, but sometimes like, in kind of action games, sometimes you'll find like a character's gun from another game, and like your particle, like the bullets will look like they're from that game instead of the game that they're actually from.
Okay, that's very specific.
Yeah, as I was saying that, I actually remembered another one. So what I really love is when game developers will like do something crazy with their game system that like, we completely added this feature just for this one Easter egg.
Okay.
So in the game Rhythm Doctor, it's a pretty simple sounding game where you're just trying to push the button on the beat.
Okay.
But then a bunch of crazy stuff happens. And then, for example, they took a song from another game with the other game developer's permission, of course.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, what if we had sideways animation? Like, the characters are now all moving across the screen, which doesn't happen in any other level.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. It's just like in the game.
Okay.
In that other game.
All right. Okay, I see what you're saying. All right. That's cool that it even occurs, like, from different developers or whatever.
Yeah, so. There's plenty of Easter eggs that are just like, some of them are just, I really like this game, so I put a hat from one of the characters in my game.
Yeah.
When other ones are just officially supported, like, hey guys, I was talking with Dev from other game, and he said I could put this this one character in as a secret boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun. I like that. Okay, I think that's about all the time we have for today. Oh my gosh, we went over.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
That's all good, though. It was a good conversation.
Yeah, and we're only like 1/80th of the way through all of the terminology that are in video games.
So we will have other episodes with more acronyms and terms.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. There's a lot out there. Okay. So if anybody has any questions or comments, please send us an email at brianhasanswers@gmail.com and we will get to them. And if you have any ideas or suggestions for things that we can talk about, let us know.
All right. I think that about wraps it up for us tonight. So I'm Brian.
And I'm Tammy.
Thank you all for listening. We will try to have the next episode out next Friday, and you'll be able to find us on wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. And with that, I will say good day.
Good night, everyone.